USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to just say that tomorrow's so important. Josh Hawley is an amazing fighter. We need to keep this jobs boom going. We need to keep our country going the way it is.
An almost two-hour rally ahead of Americans going to the polls to vote. The last stop President Trump makes ahead of the midterm election, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
They think that the president doesn't want the caravan, you don't want the caravan, because we're racist or sexist. Not it at all. It's an issue of law.
Also at the Make America Great Again event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there tomorrow if you haven't voted yet. Everyone you know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Americans left, center, and right really fired up over the midterm election, and a record number of you voting early. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
More than 35 million early votes have been counted nationwide as of Monday, well more than the total cast in the 2014 midterm election. Sean Trendy is with Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all those political pundits out there.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on election day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at Wall Street and your money ahead of the midterm election, a mixed bag in terms of the market gains and losses. The Dow gaining 190 points, the Nasdaq down 28 points, the S&P 500 up 15 points. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The oldest career service ranger at the National Park Service being honored by Glamour magazine. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Glamour names 97-year-old Betty Reed Soskin one of its Women of the Year 2018. She works at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, where she shares stories with visitors about being a black woman in a predominantly white nation. And she said in an interview earlier this year about the political divide in America these days.
Going through these cyclical periods of chaos ever since 1776, and we're in another one of them now. But it's in those times that the democracy is being redefined and that we have access to the reset buttons, and that we're in one of those places right now. So that for me, it's very hopeful.
Soskin's memoir, Sign My Name to Freedom, a memoir of a pioneering life, was published in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So who wins the New York City Marathon?
Lalisa DeCisa, TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCisa's first victory in five tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the fourth time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.